You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Playtime meets programming tool in Ozobot's Evo, the smart and social robot toy. Well, let's not get too carried away. Evo responds to programming, but that doesn't exactly make it smart. I'm not sure a bunch of flashing lights, beeps, and words qualify as social, but I suppose I've seen worse on Facebook. The $99 Evo is the second robot from Ozobot, and like its predecessor, Bit, it's a golf-sized gizmo that trudges around the floor or table responding to commands. As with Bit, you can code Evo by simply drawing lines on paper. An optical sensor can detect what color the ink is, and it will follow along a basic black line or speed up when it hits a patch of blue. But let's be honest, that stuff is really boring, and Ozobot knows it. Hence Evo's big upgrade, a full-fledged programming system that lets users code actions directly into the robot. Wired. If you've ever used Blockly, the kid-friendly language designed for students, you'll be right at home with OzoBlockly. In fact, OzoBlockly is even easier than Blockly, as it offers four different levels of complexity you can use, ranging from an icons-only novice mode to a quite complex advanced version, complete with complex math functions. Ambitious users can program Evo to count colors it encounters and perform other algorithmic feats. It truly lets programming come to life. Evo can also be driven manually, like any old robot, via an intuitive control app, or it can be left to explore on its own, like a Roomba. Multiple Evos are said to interact with each other, but I was only given one to test. The special version I received, $125, includes an Iron Man skin that pops on top of Evo and turns him into a rolling Tony Stark torso, complete with his own tinny catchphrases. Oh yeah. For the 5 and under set that's more interested in flashing lights and superheroes, this might hold more interest than the naked robot does. The skin also protects it from being carried away by the cat. Tired. Evo is a neat idea, but it's not exactly plug and play. The two-step process required to code Evo is weird and overcomplicated. You run the Evo app on your phone or tablet, but you do the actual coding in a separate web browser. When you're ready to run, you manually tell the browser to send the code to the app, then the app sends the code to the robot. Both of these connections seem to be tenuous, and my testing required force quits and reboots numerous times along the way. And every tweak you make to your code means running through that process again. It's a convoluted and buggy series of steps that will likely lead any ADD-affected youth to abandon any complex programming job after a few frustrating code refreshes. My 10-year-old son quickly tired of it and went back to trying to master BB-8. As an educational tool, Evo is a winner, and I can see it really enhancing a classroom programming setting. As a toy, though, it's on the eh side of meh. Rating, 6 out of 10. Solid with some issues. Written by Christopher Null.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.